But literally out of the blue, this morning, the factional bosses are offering up for parachuting into the contest a diplomat from the Australian High Commission in Port Moresby. Her name is Lisa Clutterham, and she has been brought to Melbourne to advance that cause. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you. It's great to be in Melbourne.
What's your connection to Melbourne?
I don't have a connection with Melbourne, and that's not something I'm shying away from. But I've been presented with an incredible opportunity to nominate for the seat of Lawler for pre-selection. And as someone who has, over the past few years, had a growing resolve to pursue a career in politics, a career which I think is the highest form of public service, it's an opportunity that I haven't been able to say no to and that I'm extremely excited about.
You've not lived in Melbourne?
No, I haven't.
You've not studied in Melbourne?
No.
Have you visited Melbourne?
I have visited Melbourne. Melbourne's a great city, and I'm sure many Australians that live in various parts of Australia have visited Melbourne to get to know the city.
Subset of Melbourne, out to the western suburbs, mm-hmm. to the areas around Werribee and far west of Melbourne, covered by the electorate of Lawler. No connection whatsoever to that?
No, I don't have a connection. My partner, Dominic Charlie, has family there, and as a child he visited Werribee on many Christmas holidays. But I'm part of the younger generation of Australians that have relocated and moved around Australia and gone overseas in search of opportunity. I grew up in Adelaide, but I lived in rural South Australia, spent a year in Brazil as a Rotary Youth Exchange student, time in Canberra when I joined the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and since then have lived in Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea. So I haven't had a base for quite some time.
Have you been to the electorate?
I have been to the electorate, and what was evident to me, and as all of your listeners will know, it is one of the fastest growing parts of Melbourne. The fastest growing part of Melbourne has a young, vibrant, multicultural population, and my partner and I have had many in-depth discussions about this particular move, and where
are we going to do it, or would we? Do we succumb to the temptation or not? I'm sure.
Well, it was an easy decision for us. This is something that I have wanted for some time, this opportunity, and we came to the conclusion very quickly that a place like Lawler in southwest Melbourne is somewhere that we would very, very happily build our lives in.
The other issue, of course, is not just whether you have a connection to the electorate, and lots of people don't. There's a long list of people parachuted in as celebrity candidates, sporting figures, you know, Peter Garrett, the tennis player, John Alexander, going way back. That's not so novel, but people have had a long connection to Labor politics in most cases, or Liberal politics on their side as well, and in your instance, how long have you been a member of the Labor Party?
I've been a member of the Labor Party since mid-June, so I'm a very new member. But I think I'm in...
So less than 1 month.
Less than 1 month, that's correct. But it's worth...
Not much of a pedigree, is it?
It isn't much of a pedigree, but I'm in the majority, the camp of the majority of Australians, 99% of whom are not members of political parties. And as a young person, my immediate priority has been completing my university education and building a career before politics as an Australian diplomat. That was my focus.
Is there any reason why you couldn't show your affection for Labor values and politics by being a member whilst pursuing your career in the public service and the diplomatic service?
My interest in getting involved in the Labor Party and in pursuing a political career has firmed over the past 2 to 3 years while I've been living and working in Port Moresby at the Australian High Commission. And during that period, I've been registered as an overseas voter and I haven't had a residential address in Australia. So my plan was always, as my posting came to an end, which is happening now, that I would join the Labor Party, return to Australia and become an active member and get involved, and that's exactly what I've done.
Kevin Rudd's made a big fuss about returning control to branch members over, in particular, the leadership, and then suddenly now the national executive and the factional heavyweights are snatching it away. Can you understand the reaction of branch members and local activists, people who have devoted sometimes decades of their life to advancing what they regard as the best interests of the people in that electorate? What do you think their reaction is to someone who has no membership of the Labor Party, barely even visited the electorate, and suddenly being backed in instead of them?
I can understand why they could potentially prefer a local candidate. And I support local plebiscites. I think that's the best way for candidates to be chosen for pre-selection. But there's a particular set of circumstances here. And if the National Executive decides today to call in pre-selection in one or more of the seats that are vacant at the moment, they will be doing that because it's in the best interest of the ALP as we approach an election period. And regardless of what decision is made, I will be doing my best to get to know as many members of the local branches in Lawler as possible to convince them that I have the merit, the motivation and the skill set to be an extremely effective Member of Parliament.
You've not even been a member. You've barely visited the area. Other people have been working their butts off for years doing the grassroots, on-the-ground activism, handing out how-to-vote cards, attending meetings, all the boring stuff. And then someone just comes in over the top of them. How does that work?
There's a discussion and a move within the ALP at the moment to democratise the party and to broaden its appeal to people from all walks of life and Australians who haven't necessarily followed the traditional pathway of being a long-time ALP member, of having worked in the union movement or as a staffer for an MP or a minister. And that's my story. I've built a life before politics, but I have developed the very strong advocacy skills while working as a diplomat overseas, skill set that I can put to developing sound public policy. And I think just because you haven't followed that traditional pathway, it shouldn't preclude you from putting up your hand to represent a constituency. I'd also like to make the point that I'm an active member of whatever community that I'm a part of. I always invest in my community, and my immediate priority, if I was lucky enough to be pre-selected, would be to meet as many people in Lawler as possible to learn about the challenges that they face and what's important to them so I could become an effective advocate at the federal level.
Finally, does it bother you that if, in fact, you are preferred by the National Executive over, for instance, Joanne Ryan, it's a final snub to Julia Gillard personally that her preferred candidate is brushed aside for someone who would seem, and don't take this personally, would seem to be a wholly owned subsidiary of Richard Miles, David Feeney and Stephen Conroy?
Firstly, I reject that latter notion. Richard Miles approached me because he's gotten to know me professionally and personally over the past 3 years and because he thinks I have the right motivation and the right skill set to be a very good and effective Member of Parliament. And secondly, while I understand the reasons that former Prime Minister Gillard would want to support someone that she knows and that she's worked with in the local electorate, she is a role model of mine as Australia's first female Prime Minister and someone who I greatly respect and admire. And I am confident that she would have nothing but encouragement for young, aspiring female politicians who want to take that next step and put up their hand to be a democratically elected representative of a constituency.
Let's see where the next 24 hours goes. Either way, it's going to be interesting.
It will be.
And either way, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Lisa Clutterham, who is currently with the Australian High Commission in Port Moresby, handpicked and it would seem on the cusp of being parachuted into one of the safest seats in the country, 8:45.